And it's time for Topic A, and joining us on the line is District 186 Schools Superintendent Jennifer Gill. Good morning, Superintendent.
Yeah, good morning.
Thanks for coming on with us. So the kids are on break now, is that right?
No, they go on break this Wednesday. So we've got today and tomorrow. Our high school students are well in the middle of finals and studying hard right now.
Okay, very good. I'm sure it's true. Let's get right to a busy, always the optimist.
Right. I mean, I think they're doing great. We've bounced back well this semester.
Good. Well, I know you guys were busy at school board last night. Let me ask you this. There was a forum on school safety that we covered online about a week ago, and you mentioned that this might be a good thing for students to do. What would you envision that looking like?
Well, you know, I think I get the opportunity to talk with my superintendent's roundtable. The mayor has his, like a mayor citywide roundtable. And, you know, I think it just would be good for the community to hear about what our students are thinking and how they're addressing the things that have come about after, you know, the pandemic, but also just, you know, things that they think about with school security and moving forward with their own learning and the things that they're excited about. Last night, Janice, our student board member, she was able to talk about some advanced placement study groups that they're forming that can be across all three high schools to really help each other learn and grow in these study groups. And those are the exciting things that are happening and that the community may not know about. But a student forum on what they're thinking, how they feel, asking them about the things that they need. So that would be a great next step.
Okay. Well, speaking about what students do, let's talk for a minute about TikTok. And Yik Yak. This is not by any means a district specific problem, but how disruptive is social media, do you think, to the learning process in 186? And what's the best way to address that?
Well, you know, the best way to address it is to just educate and make sure that students understand that threats made on social media, you know, are just as bad as walking up and saying something to somebody and doing things of that nature, or sending an anonymous note, things of that nature. So people have to take it serious. It does cause a lot of disruption to the school day. Whether or not somebody meant it or not is hard to discern. I mean, who are we to decide, you know, who thought what when they wrote an actual threat down to do violence or to harm others or even possibly themselves? So we have to take these things very seriously. What we've learned is that anonymous is anonymous. However, there's always a way with technology to backtrack things and find out sources of information. And, you know, I know our state's attorney, Dan Wright, has been very forthcoming about these things being something that can be, you can't face charges criminally for if you're threatening to harm others or endanger a school setting or any other setting. And so it's very hard for us to navigate these. And the other thing that is very harmful is there's something new every day. We didn't hear about Yik Yak because it had been off the grid for a while and then sort of reemerged, and it became very disruptive and something that we took very serious.
I know Michael Zimmers points at least part of the responsibility back at parents. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that it's hard for parents to keep up with these things as much as it is for the schools. However, we do need parents to be vigilant and help us monitor what and how students are using their phones and social media. You know, students very young have phones in their hands, and that wields a lot of power and a lot of information. And so you have to have those conversations at home as well as school and have consequences if they're misusing it. And if parents can help us out before something major happens and they make one of those big mistakes, then we don't have to address it at the school level or at the law enforcement level.
District 186 Schools Superintendent Jennifer Gill is our guest. Jennifer, let's end on a positive note. Say a word or two, if you will, about the progress of Southeast High School's auditorium.
You know, it's one of the projects that's moving along quickly, and we haven't talked about Southeast too much this year, but they have now torn out all of the seating. They're rebuilding the floor as we speak, so that project is well underway, and I think they'll have a much more comfortable and usable auditorium when they're done for their fine arts programming, but also for multiple school uses.
What's the schedule for that completion, do you know?
You know, during this school year, they're just moving away. I would say open and ready to go by the fall, you know, for the next school year. But, you know, I've been amazed at the progress just over the last 2 weeks. And we've had great weather, and really things have been moving along quite nicely. And they'll have several weeks now with no students there, so I know they'll move fast.
Yeah. We got about a minute left.
Sure.
Anything you'd like to add at the end?
You know, any of our 10 school projects that are going on right now are actually looking like physical buildings, and they're inside. We'll have a lot of great, exciting news to share as those come to fruition. So, you know, just thanking the taxpayers again for the permission to have that 1 cent sales tax to do these things. And we know that it's going to really improve the schools here in Springfield District 186.
Okay, great. Hey, it's Springfield Schools Superintendent Jennifer Gill. Listen, to you and yours, have a great Christmas and all the best in 2022. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Same with all of you. Thank you.